Now, if you know anything about me and my father, we both love James Bond. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I am speaking about two days in one today, as you can see by the title. It is both the Youth Day episode and the Father's Day episode, both of which are currently just meh. Because everything was so meshed together, it was actually just such a weird kind of a day. So this past Sunday, we celebrated both Youth Day and Father's Day, and it was like the weirdest joke ever. So the fathers, you say Happy Youth Day to the children, and the children say Happy Father's Day, but like there are some youth that are fathers. And that to me is just a bit funny, because if I were to have a child now, I think I would do well. I would just need a lot of financial support and help. Like serious help. So to my friend with a baby, kudos to you. And you know I'm here for you. So yeah, let's just ramble and get into it. For Father's Day and Youth Day, I'm just going to call it the day. For the day, we didn't do much. We got up, gave my father his presents. So my mom is in PE, as you know. And she actually got my father a box of chocolates before the time. So on Father's Day, she's like, this is for your father from me. And then, you know, added to our gift. So we got him a limited edition Funko Pop of Freddie Mercury. It is a limited edition, like silver platinum one with an enamel badge. It's super cute. And then an additional gift that I just found last minute. It was a firelighter set. So you have these little fire lighters you use to light a fire, kind of self-explanatory, with a elongated like lighter. So it's like for fire so you don't burn your hands. You know what I mean. But it came in a limited edition tin and there were four different cards. And the one was the DB5 from James Bond. Now, if you know anything about me and my father, we both love James Bond. And ETV currently has a series going on, so we usually don't watch it because obviously we have all of them, but we decided to watch Sunday night's one on the day because the Monday would be holiday part two, because the public holiday fell on Sunday. It's moved to the Monday, so you had Monday off as well. So we decided to stay up late and watch James Bond, and it was really, really so good. And that was the movie they introduced that very car, the DB5. So it's really cool. We have a miniature model. We have the Lego model. And we now have this tin, which is, as you know, a collectible. So that was really, really interesting. But yeah, those were the gifts we gave him. The chocolates, the Funko Pop, this tin. And then we just chilled. Didn't really do much. And then went for lunch. It was kind of a late-ish lunch. We went to sushi at Boathouse. And it was so good. They have this thing called the liquor spoon. It is, as it says on the tin, it's liquor. Just go. If you're South African, if you're Capetonian, go. Go to Boathouse. It is the best thing you'll ever do in your life. Yes. Get a liquor spoon. It is. It gives. Just go. So, we had the sushi. It was buffet. It was so good. And then, as usual, I have a milkshake. And I had a lime milkshake. And then we went for groceries because the place is like in a mall type thing. Like a mini mall. Absolutely stunning. We ran into the Pick and Pay basically as it was closing. They actually shut the lights off on us. So we managed to just get groceries. And then we came home to chill. Relax. Didn't do much. We were so full from the sushi, we actually just had like a slice of toast before bed and then we had to go sleep. So I put like a little bit of cherry jam on the toast. Other than that, it was absolutely chilled. Didn't really do much, but we had a good time. Sad my mom wasn't here, but like she did prepare in advance and was like, it's gonna be okay. I'm not here. It's fine. It's not even my day. You know, it's Father's Day, not Mother's Day. She wasn't here, but it was still a good time, and we've been doing well even though she's not here. But we do message, so it's really, really fun. But other than that, yeah. This week was actually supposed to be the 2Q recap and Q3 goals, which I'm actually happy it's been moved to next week because it literally shows I just need to plan better because I haven't really been doing that. So I definitely need to sit down and work on it and actually check a freaking calendar because I've had to move every episode up to squeeze this one in. So life is lifing. But yeah, that was my public holiday, my Father's Day and my Youth Day, and it was really, really chilled. I also actually had breakfast with my father this morning. We had some things to do today and we ended up going for breakfast as I needed to drop him off. So we just popped in at a mall, had breakfast and then went further on. And then I came back for groceries. Yeah, we need groceries. Don't worry, it's fine. And came back home and just chilled. Like I said, my sister was sick, so I actually picked up medicine for her. But other than that, it's been a really cool time the last few days. It's been hectically busy, but I'm fine with that. Like I said, I'm just trying to mellow it out and get chilled. Like, find a happy medium. So tomorrow, hopefully it's a day in and I've got some peace and quiet. But yeah, that is my days these days. But I'm looking forward to prepping these episodes in advance and actually lining them up so I can actually take time to do things in batches and get it out there in a better format with a bit more polishing and prepping. So it doesn't sound like I'm rambling like I probably am. I'm gonna cut it off there. The song of this week. I'm gonna be biased and just pick the one. And it's the Father's Day song. And if you are South African, you know the song. But it's the song I Love You Daddy by Ricardo. I can't find his version of the song, even though the radios just play it all day. But I did find a different version I will link below. So that is the song of this week. If you're South African, you know it off bat. Like, that boy is a grown man. Kind of like Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 days versus an adult. He's still known for that young boy that he was. Same thing with Ricardo. He's known for that song when he was a child, even though he's grown, which I find kind of sad. But still, moving on. That is the song of this week. That is my spiel for the week. And I will see you in a very better prepared episode next week. Until then, keep being a better being, and I will see you. Love you. Bye.